Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good movement. I am so excited to share with you an episode where I speak with previous teacher trainees. They share about their experience with teacher training because guess what? We're about to launch our 8th cohort. That's right, 8th. We have educated hundreds of people around the world, and quite a few of them are here to share what the training meant for them. These graduated from a lit 200-hour online teacher training, and they're going out into the world to try and make it a better place through movement, through breath, through education. And that's a big thing you get in this teacher training. We go deep into functional anatomy, understanding the why behind movement, that not all movement is equal, that we need to learn to move better because no one taught us how to do that. So join us after listening to what they have to say. Here are some dates to remember. August 13th starts our early bird, where you can save $500. And that goes all the way through August 26th. After that, it's regular prices. So we'd love for you to join us. The wonderful thing about online is that you can do it at your pace. You can join the Zoom calls. If you miss Zoom calls, they are recorded and uploaded. You have this content for life. We have closed caption to make it easier to understand maybe some more technical or challenging terms. And then you can ask me any question, anytime, and I will answer it for you. You have a huge support system. The Lit family is here for you. So listen to what these wonderful graduates have to say. Today is Friday with Friends, and I have a whole host of friends with me, my teacher trainee graduates who just graduated from my Lit 200-hour online teacher training. And they are truly going out into the world and trying to make it a better place along with me. And I'm so happy to welcome them all. So for the sake of having everybody talk at one time, I will address one at a time. So welcome all of you. But first of all, Jessica, welcome. And can you tell us your name and where you're from?
Hi, Laura. So I'm Jessica Hensley, and I am from north of Baltimore in Maryland. And I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. So the question I have for you, Jessica, is you have done a couple of my, I think three of my modules slash intensives for my 300-hour. You already have your 200-hour training, and we first met there because you were coming and doing my intensives. What made you want to do my 200-hour online after already having your own 200-hour?
So yes, I came to you. I actually found you right after I had completed my first 200-hour training. And I just was so immediately drawn into your knowledge and the way that you were talking about the body and about yoga and the connection to anatomy and science. And it all just made so much sense. So I came to New Jersey. I did three of your in-person trainings, and I was hooked from the first moment. And I got so much out of every single session. I just never wanted them to end. And I came away with notes and notes and notes and so much that I brought back to my classes after each time that I would come up. So it was a no-brainer for me that I wanted to do the 200-hour, and I was just waiting eagerly for it to become available online because I have kids at home, and I, you know, wasn't in a situation where I could just leave for long periods of time. So the online was perfect, and it was truly one of the best experiences, not just in learning yoga, but in my life. I got so much out of everything that we did, the community, all of the videos that you provided, all of the sessions that we had. It was just incredible. And it was so, so different in such a positive way from what my first 200-hour training was. I really felt like I wasn't even sure how I was teaching, you know, up to the point that I was without having this level of knowledge. So I'm just so grateful for it.
Well, I'm so grateful you came back for more. And do you now feel like you're even better equipped having this 200 hour, which is in some ways for you, almost like just a master's, like you're continuing on your 300, but the 200, it's kind of hard to explain to people. It's a necessary foundation for then the 300. I think it makes more sense. Does that seem to land in your case?
Absolutely. I did. At first, when you laid out the whole certification program, and I realized that I was going to have to go back and do the 200 hour in order to have 300 hour, I thought, well, I already have my 200. Wasn't sure I wanted to go through all that. But again, I just feel I'm so grateful that I did it, because I almost would go back and even do the 300 hours that I already did again. Because to your point, it just laid such an incredible foundation for the information that we went so much deeper into in the 300 hour. So it was absolutely worth it.
Well, you might have an opportunity for that very soon as we're as we're recording 300 hour to have that online as well. Well, thank you. I love spending more time with you and having you in our Lit family. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'd like to welcome next Kaylin.
Hello, everyone. Kaylin Clark here. Hi, I am from Helena, Montana. So it's so great to be with you all today and so great to see familiar faces that I haven't seen for a little while since we ended. So just wonderful to be with everyone.
I know these Zoom calls have been so amazing, you know, that through this medium of a screen, we can really kind of hold each other. You know, it's been so lovely.
Absolutely. And I know I've become a bit of a crier. Like there's something about this experience that has been, you know, these Zoom calls while we've found ourselves amid COVID. And I think a lot of us are spending a lot of time on Zoom. These exchanges have been really so touching for me and a part of this that I truly have loved.
So you were mentioning that you've become a bit of a crier. Was that something that was harder for you to do prior to this training, to kind of let your emotions come up?
I'm a crier. So I'm a crier, but I think that there is a level of embracing your tears, right? And embracing your emotions that I think this has given me more empowerment in that vulnerability, right? So you all were strangers in so many ways. So to cry to a group of strangers was very much an uncommon experience, but I think it was an experience that was very authentic. And again, I think we have all been going through a lot, and this training has just been an incredible layer to add to what's been going on in life. And I think that has left me personally just experiencing a lot. And sometimes that comes out in a lot of tears, and sometimes that comes out in a lot of joy. But it's been really encouraging to get to experience that range of emotions with you all on calls, but also on Instagram and on our Facebook page. It's amazing how you can create a community of people when we're not in the same town, we're not in the same room. And yet sometimes you all send me the sweetest messages on Instagram that can take me from one place in my day and catapult me into another. So I think as a person, yeah, I have felt remarkably empowered by you all and by this experience.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And what's interesting is there's such a large group, and that yet there's a lot of intimacy even with the large group. And in that group, there are probably, I would say, half of the people are already teachers. They've already gone through a yoga teacher training, but you are in the other half that have not. And so what is it like for this to be your first teacher training? And what are you most excited about for going out there and being a Lit yoga teacher?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I like get the like wiggles. I don't know why that's my experience in my body, but so being a first-time teacher, I think there's been a lot of this that has just had another layer of feeling overwhelmed, right? I watched in the first couple of weeks some of you all who have taught previously having the experience of teaching the class in the moment, right? We were kind of going through some of the weeks. And I think I was fighting those demons in my head, right? Of kind of questioning how I was going to get to a place where I would feel that comfort. And then again, with COVID hitting, which makes this unique for us, and social distancing coming into place, that added kind of another unique layer. But one thing I have appreciated of being a newbie is feeling really hugged by all of you that have experience, right? And there's this level of encouragement. I feel like I have a ton of cheerleaders. And, you know, again, that little demon is sometimes like, oh, I hope I don't let you all down. Like, you know, I'm actually tomorrow, I'm teaching my first class. Like, holy moly, you guys. And it is with two of my dear friends. So that's, you know, super fortunate. But I'm teaching over Zoom. I don't know. I'm a perfectionist. And so my mantra going into this first class is just have fun. And I feel like you all embody that quality. And I'm just going to show up as who I am, Kaylin Clark. And I'm going to focus on what I feel I'm good at and the power that I have. And that has come from this training, right? So as a first time trainee and a new teacher, I'm excited because I feel empowered and I feel connected to my core. And I have felt that I am increasing in how I communicate. I'm increasing in how I hold space for myself and hold space for others, not only just in this concept of yoga and life, but also professionally in what I do as an interior designer. It's translated into that realm of my life as well. So I just couldn't be more grateful that this has been my first experience and you all have been amazing.
Well, first of all, you're going to do a great job tomorrow just because you are you and your intention is really divine. You know what I mean? Like it's coming from a place of heart and fun. Like we need to have more fun. And I think when we give ourselves that permission, it'll make it lighter and more exciting to teach and more exciting for the people. So you already have a great mission. And that is not to do it perfectly. There is no perfect, but to do it with joy. So yay. I can't wait to hear how it goes. I'm sure it'll be incredible. And I think, but you're going to be a great example for many that it's just teaching is like any teacher, whether it's grade school, high school, college, yoga teacher, or any, there should be a spark. There should be joy. It's not about pretending like you know it all.
Amen. Just,
yeah. So thank you. Yeah, well, let's move on to Monica. Monica, can you tell us where you're from?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I am Monica Bappert from Palatine, Illinois. So the northern suburbs of Chicago.
Yay. Oh, Monica. Well, my daughter's going to Northwestern. So I don't know how close that is, but we'll have to talk about you watching over her.
On the highway.
Yeah. So Monica, different than Kaylin, you have done three other trainings, I believe.
So, I have.
Yeah. Yes. I'd love to hear about how you decided to do another training. Cause a lot of people, it's funny. I get questions all the time. I already have my 200 hour. Laura, do you think I should do this? And my answer is I'm always kind of biting my tongue, like you and everybody else. Like, I created this training in my mind 7 years ago, thinking I have to do this for these yoga teachers who have put money and time and investment in these trainings that by and large don't really teach them much about the body. And then they go in, teach movement, which involves the body. And there's a majority of what they're trying to convey movement and where to put, parts of the body. And so many feel like really kind of like phonies, because they're just like, I'm teaching this, but I don't really understand what I'm saying. So I might be putting these words in your mouth, but I'm curious what you're back, because you had three. So what made you decide to do another one?
Yeah. So I was nodding my head for the listeners out there the entire time Laura was just talking, because all of those thoughts really went through my mind when deciding to do another training. And with the three prior, I had done one 200 hour, a 300 hour, and I'm currently in another 300 hour. I haven't been thinking too much about the hours and more about the learning and what I can present my students. And this training was very much selfishly for myself. but now all of my students are going to be able to, and just friends and family are going to be able to reap some of those benefits simply from how amazing it was.
So when you say for yourself, do you mean for your own practice, for your knowledge?
For my own practice, knowledge, and my body. I was in some pretty immense pain I've told this to Laura many times, from years of non-engagement in yoga poses and just in everyday life, habits and things like that. So this training was a lot about relearning and just diving in to something a little bit different. However, it was kind of a no-brainer, because once I started practicing with you online, I knew that this was something I needed to share and continue, because this type of yoga, I firmly believe, will allow us to keep practicing physical yoga for longer, which is, I think, what we all want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I was just talking to someone yesterday about, he referenced the kind of going downhill after a certain age. And I was like, that is just not inevitable. And I don't know why we're so conditioned to believe that, you know, we can only practice this form of yoga for a while or do this type of, yeah. I mean, if it's not done sustainably, there will be an expiration date. But the idea is that we should be able to, if we're living in this body, we should be able to move it in the ways we want to for decades. So how, and have you found that the training itself gave you a deeper layer that has really helped you heal any of those areas that were troublesome for you?
Yes, for sure. It was mainly some lower back issues going on. And with a lot of the classes that you presented us within the training, it's really started to clear up a lot, which has been amazing. And then people who I know might have some of the same issues sharing some of these movement practices and just habitual practices have been just everyday life things has been really incredible from this training. So, and it being online really didn't, it was almost more of a community feel. We were able to take it at our own pace and things like that. So it was pretty incredible.
And you have access forever.
Exactly. Yes. Access forever. We can keep going back, especially because of the nature of the content being so intricate. And you really gave us so much that we get to keep going back. So,
well, thank you so much. And I'm so happy to hear that it was worth doing a fourth training and that you did it for yourself. I love that. You know, it's great to be able to do it because we want to improve our teaching and it's part of our passion, but to do it and have that like internal wisdom, like I deserve to feel my best and I want to do it for me. I love that. Thank you for sharing, Monica.
Thank you.
I'm going to go on to Lena. Lena, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi. My name is Lena. I'm originally from Michigan, but I'm currently living in Montreal, Canada, and I'm working on my PhD in psychology.
So, Lena, as a almost psychologist, or I guess you'll be, I don't know how long your training will be, but infusing these two ideas and thinking about it from all aspects, maybe even the psychological, how would you say this training has changed your life or impacted your life?
Yeah, that is a huge question. but I think I kind of knew going into it that it would impact my life, like in a physical way. Like I've been practicing your style for almost 3 years in some type of form. So I knew that was just going to enhance and just you know, percolate throughout my entire life. I can't take my dog for a walk now without being like, oh, neutral pelvis, like, is my spine like all aligned and everything? It's insane. Just like those little, you know, micromanagers that you talk about. What I was most surprised with, though, was how much the philosophy lectures would really hit home and get me thinking. And you talk about how yoga and is all about raising consciousness, and it's done that beyond belief. Whether it's like my food choices, thinking about, oh, do I really want to, you know, buy this item with palm oil in it, or, you know, things like that I'm more aware of. But it's also some of the emotional stuff too. One of the lectures, you said you're not your stories. And that was kind of like an epiphany moment for me, because I kind of realized all these stories that I had been telling myself about who I thought I am. And then I just kind of realized, wait, I'm not actually that. I'm just telling myself that I am. And so I kind of have to, like, you know, it's going to be a journey, but I have to like dig through all of those and find out what's actually true and what's not. And just take it day by day and see where this whole road of consciousness leads.
I love that. That's so beautiful. And I think that you are articulating how a lot of people feel, and it's that like magical elixir you don't really know, but it's like that you're just paying attention more in your life, and that feels like it has more value already intrinsically. Like, we all search for that feeling of a deeper meaning and consciousness, and we sometimes just don't have the tools, and it's actually not as difficult, and yet simultaneously can be difficult than we think. And a lot of it is just like realizing that we are empowered enough to be our own author of our story, change our story, edit it, shred it, you know, anything. And I think when we feel the capacity that we have so deep within us and through our body, through our movement, it really helps that raising of consciousness.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Always talking about, you know, coming from your core, you know, core strength physically also resonates into core strength emotionally and morally. Yeah, that's, I expect that to really impact for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Well, Julia, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Julia Redman. I live in Manchester, Maine, and I've been teaching yoga for about 8 years. So glad I took this training.
Wow. So you are another one who's been teaching for a while. And tell us a little bit about what made you decide to take the training, and what about the training? Obviously, you had some idea of what this style, this method was like, but what... anything about the training that really, truly surprised you?
Well, I decided to take the training because I've done a 200-hour and 300-hour, and I still felt like I was lacking the anatomy knowledge and the functional movements. So that's what really drew me to this training. And I've been practicing LIT online for a while, and I just... noticed how it's affected me personally. And so that's what drew me to it. And I think there was a lot that surprised me about it. Definitely the community. I've done the in-person, and I did not make the connections I have made with all of the wonderful trainees here that I have online. So that's awesome, and it was a huge surprise. And also, I was expecting it to give me more confidence in my yoga teaching. Yeah, I knew I would get excellent anatomy knowledge from you. So that wasn't so much of a surprise. But what was is how much this training has affected every single aspect of my life. I just feel like everything's brighter. I feel more patient with my toddler. I feel you know, like I'm able to speak my mind more truthfully and at the same time from a caring place with my relationships with my family and my husband. So it's just so amazing how it's touched all these aspects of my life in a way that I was not expecting.
That's incredible. Would you say, this is hard to ask for somebody else, but what would you say your husband would say about that? Like in terms of the training, did he comment or could he notice just from your, you know, daily life, anything changing?
Absolutely. I think, you know, he would say I'm more joyful, you know, since having my son, I'm, you know, just kind of in mom mode and I'm tired. And so I have this different kind of energy. And I definitely think he's picked up on that. So it's a good thing.
That's so great. And I think you're going to, I think, you know, all of us moms have had moments where it just feels like, you know, this is such an amazing honor to be a mom, but then we kind of feel like we're in the background as well. And it's wonderful to be able to recognize like, hey, we can have it all. It might not be what we thought, but that having it all means taking care of mommy and finding that joy so that actually that helps us be better caregivers for our children and for ourselves. And so I think having it all doesn't necessarily mean being able to do everything really well, but being able to take care of ourselves really well. And we're not as women given, I don't think we're given a good societal model of that, that it's okay to, you know, take care of mom first, which is my role.
A great role. I want to say I totally agree. And I feel like I lost myself a little bit when I became a mother. And this training, and I think it's the training, a combination of the training, the practice for sure, and getting so deeply connected with my core has really brought me back to myself. And I couldn't be more grateful for that. Because I can be a better mother, I can be a better wife, I can be a better friend when I'm truly connected to myself.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Julia. Well, moving on to a very new mom, my friend Sarah, who just completed the training. Sarah, can you tell us where you are from?
Yeah, hi, I'm Sarah Lind, and I started this training in Princeton, New Jersey. And in the course of the training, I moved to Huntsville, Canada, in Ontario. So it was a bit of the whole training, start to finish. I think I was in like 3 different houses and I moved 3 times. So I am finally in my last place finishing the class out.
And let's mention that you have a newborn / very young infant while doing all this.
Yes, my daughter is 4.5 months. So I guess she's out of that newborn phase now, which is kind of wild. I signed up for this course when she was just a few weeks old and she was sleeping all the time. She was the best sleeper ever. So I said, you know what, I'm going to sign up for this yoga course that I've always wanted to do it. And I was actually talking to Laura about it before she came out with it. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do this go around. I'm going to do the next go around because I'm going to have a newborn and it's going to be just too much. Well, I'm sitting home all day with a sleeping baby. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And then sure enough, the week it started, she decides she doesn't want to sleep anymore.
So how did,
what but is, I still yeah, managed still... to get it done.
You're amazing. And you're different than so many because realized like, hey, you know what? This just go for it now. I know that wasn't what you planned, but what has that been like?
If there's any new mamas out there that have just found this next chapter because I knew when I became a mom, I didn't want to go back to my desk job. It was never an option for me. I was in fundraising and development prior to being a mom. And I knew that once I had my baby, I wanted to try and stay home with my baby as much as possible. And my love for lit yoga, practicing at Lara's studio for almost 2 years, I said, I need to make my work what I love. And doing that training, so if there's any new mamas out there that don't want to go back to their boring desk jobs, they love yoga, and take this training. Like, you can do it. It's so doable because it's you're on your own time. So I was doing it when she went to bed. I was doing it when she napped. Just the availability that it's, you know, kind of what someone else had said earlier, like at your own pace, makes it so doable for a new mom, an older mom. Really, your schedule is what you make it. So that was the best part for me and what made it so doable.
And, you know, you mentioned you'd been practicing with me for a while. What was it like to, like, how has it been to really now uncover all of the why behind the lit method? What has that meant to you?
It's funny because I feel like I knew you pretty well before I started the training. I had done the prenatal classes with you for Lit Daily. And I feel like doing the trainings, I honestly feel like I just like got like a little, like I like crawled into your brain and I saw like how it works and it's amazing. And my husband's a physical therapist. So having the anatomy was, you know, now I feel like the two of us, not so much any because we can't go out, but he was always, when we were out in public, he would notice how someone was walking and say like, oh my gosh, like, look at that person. And I would be like, you're so boring. Like, why, like, who cares? And now I'm doing the same thing. I'm like noticing how people are sitting and I'm like telling my family members, you know, how important posture is. And I feel like between the two of us, I don't know if our daughter will ever slouch at the dinner table, like, or not straight, you know?
I love it. We'll have to talk when she becomes really mobile. And I did all these like obstacle courses for my kids. And they're so fun. They're really great. But we can talk offline about that. But we're going to do like a podcast about that because they love it. And it's so great for brain development, all that like, you know, bilateral hemisphere activity. So it's fun. You can geek out together now.
Yeah. The house we just moved to is on 25 acres. So the things that Brian has planned for this land is obstacle courses, you know, trails, everything. So we're in a little piece of heaven up here in Canada, just looking forward to just moving naturally and functionally.
That's amazing. I love it. Thank you so much, Sarah. It's been really wonderful to have you of this group, all of you, but because you've been my in-person student for so long, and then now going through my training, I'm so grateful for that.
You know, someone else had said that this was one of the best decisions they've made, you know, in their life. And for me too, you know, it really has just made me, I think, a better person. I was just nodding my head when Julia was saying that it's made her a better mother. And I can't agree more that it has made me a better mother, a better wife, just a better person. So thank you for the opportunity, really.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all. So we'll come last but not least, Leslie. Can you tell us where you're from?
Hi, yeah, this is Leslie. I'm in Bellingham, Washington, about 100 miles north of Seattle. And I've been teaching since 2008 and was so happy to be part of this group.
Leslie, I don't think I knew you had been teaching that long.
It might even be since like 2004.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you can tell us about, say somebody is not sure about doing this training. It's online, you know, it's another 200, or maybe it's my first 200. What would you say to someone who is having any reservations about it?
Well, first I'd say just do it. Absolutely do it. We'd all say that. It will enhance your life in so many ways. It's a gift to yourself. It's going to be a gift to all of those you teach, because once you meet the LIT method, you're already in. You are incorporating it into every aspect of your life. Like we've been saying here, from parenting to walking the dog, it's part of you. It's in your DNA. And I would say, nuts and bolts wise, for an online training, to really make space in your life for it, because, you know, it's so organized, it's so intentional, it's full of chocked full of high quality information. You want to gift yourself the time to really delve in. And one of the advantages of online is you can go at your own pace and you have it forever. But even when you're in it, it's almost like you crave the next section, the next video. You just want to be in it the whole time. So really gift yourself that space. And then, of course, there's the physical space aspect. You want to give yourself some space for your asana mat, you know, and have a nice setup to be watching these videos so that you're not cranking your neck and you want to be comfortable. And then the other piece of advice I have is kind of on the opposite spectrum, which is more about community. And I would say for anyone who has been teaching or thinking about teaching and they don't have support, you will find it here. This is going to be the most like-minded community that will show up for you consistently in terms of inspiration, support, bravery, creativity, love. It is all here.
Wow. I love that. Thank you so much for that. I so agree. I've just kind of watched in awe this community, you know, and it's really from all over the world, female and male, everybody, you know, just celebrating each other. And I think that it would be great to find more of that in the world, you know, this kind of where there are no barriers, and that we're actually trying to uplift each other and not compete with each other and not try and outdo each other. And I think having a community like this is incredibly powerful and necessary, and for that raising of consciousness. And it will just continue. It will continue.
Absolutely. Laura, I really appreciate that you called that out too, because one of the things that I've noticed with LIT is that we really inspire each other to have inspiration from each other. So that if we see someone doing something on Instagram, oh, that's a really great idea. I'd like to put that out in the world too. And we don't have to feel like we are infringing on someone else's ideas. They're available for sharing.
Absolutely. And that's I think that knowledge is made to share. And knowledge is also not finite. I mean, you know, I teach differently, or I would say my own teaching and my own practice continues to evolve, and that's how I want it to. And so I always am encouraging that. And I think this type of community of like you said, like-minded people, curious, inspired, you know, passionate. And when we do that, there's a spark, and that spark can really create this great flame that we're trying to, you know, create this fire in the world, that is just bright and vibrant and includes everyone. Well, I'm so happy for all of you taking the time to just chat with me. I'm so grateful for you all. And this is, you know, the whatever, 100 of many thousands, maybe Zoom calls and sharings and community that we will have. Thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for doing the training. And yes, I love you all. And for everybody who's listening, thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, you can always write me personally at laura@movementbylaura.com or laura@lityoga.com. And as always, I'm pulling for you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.